Welcome back to Ohio Country Today, and we're here for the Ag Rally at Gordon Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and joining me now is President of Gordon Chrysler Jeep Ram, Bridget Reinberger. And Bridget, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Let's talk a little bit about your involvement here with Ag Rally, the good people involved in certifying ag dealerships across the country. So let's talk about your relationship with these guys.
So I purchased this store in May of 22, and probably 60 days after that, I got involved with AgPAC because I took a look at Fayette County here, who I had the privilege to serve, and I realized I was surrounded by approximately 1,200 farms. And so I wanted the opportunity to serve Fayette County, give back, much like our friends in Ag do. So just happy to be a part of the program.
Yeah, the ag receipts down here are always in the top 10, but it's not just Fayette County. You're looking to expand. So let's talk about the Gordon brand and where you're headed with that.
So very passionate about Ram as a brand and the ag community. And in January, we closed on our second store. So we purchased another CDJR franchise in London, Ohio, surrounded by lots of agriculture and in the farm community. And so we are looking to expand our footprint with the Ram brand, Jeep brand, and continue to take care of our friends in the ag community.
You know, what's special about the certified ag dealership is, of course, you need to have somebody at those dealerships that are trained through that certification, and all the great benefits that come from purchasing like a Ram truck from Gordon. And those benefits far exceed sometimes the purchaser's expectations, right?
Absolutely. We just could not believe what this program has brought to our business, just building relationships in the community. And this program offers more than $30,000 of just free discounts or services to people that do different types of farming. And Jenny Wallace with the program is unbelievable. So we have signs set up in our showroom that says, do you own any type of small business or do you do any type of farming? And when our potential customers come in and say yes, then it's an opportunity for us to dig a little deeper, get some more information. We get them in touch with our favorite person, Jenny Wallace, over at AgPAC, and she does all the magic. And I just, from a customer retention standpoint, the program has been great. It's really just added that extra layer for us to build a deeper relationship with our customers.
You know, for farmers, it's all about return on your investment. And when you have the opportunity to invest in a vehicle that you definitely need for your farming operation, everything else is a bonus after that. So that's got to be something special. We just had a great interview with Eric Tipton, a farmer here in Fayette County. And basically, he is just thrilled to have that AgPAC every time he comes in here and purchases a Ram truck.
Absolutely. And you know, the remarkable thing about this program is it's not just on new vehicles. I mean, you can get ag benefit on pre-owned vehicles as long as they're AgPAC eligible.
So let's talk about some of the other services available at Gordon Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and some of the things that you're expanding for your customers.
Absolutely. So our mission statement at all of our dealerships is we're here to serve the community, and we want to help our customers find the right vehicle for the right price at the right interest rate. And then after the sale is when we really get to shine. And so we want to help our customers protect their investments. So some of the new things that we will be offering at all of our dealerships is like the undercoatings based on our geography and our climate. So on any vehicle that you buy, we will do the spray undercoatings. We will help protect vehicles like the interiors. Spray and bed liners. There's no Z-Bart anywhere around our location here in Washington Courthouse. So we're going to be doing those here on site. And just looking at how we help our customers protect their investment long term. We're also going to be offering insurance.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that gives you a great opportunity when you purchase a vehicle from Gordon to not only take advantage of a great price and a great vehicle, but all the benefits that go along with it. You know, Bridget, let's talk a little bit about the business and the history of the business, too. I'm sure our viewers would like to know a little bit about the Gordon brand.
Certainly. So the Gordon brand is based on my father, who happens to be the hardest working guy I've ever known, heard of, anything in my life. So I got in the car business directly after college. My dad, this is a multi-generational business, but my dad made a name for himself selling in the Columbus market, and he spent 28 years with George Byers, saved all of his money to buy half of a dealership in Lebanon, Ohio in 2007, right before the market plummeted. And by the grace of God, we didn't lose everything. And he's a hardworking guy and made it work when the GM and I believe it was FCA at the time had filed bankruptcy. And so we had a dealership in Lebanon that we, in 2010, we were selling about 300 new cars a year. And in 2019, we were selling 3,000 cars a year and had a non-existent Ram business that we grew to be the number 23rd ranked Ram dealer in the Great Lakes region and a top 50 Ram dealer in the country. So we are really passionate about our Ram brand. Best in class.
You sure are, because, you know, obviously you're not getting just the onesie twosie buyer. You're getting repeat business too out of that, right?
Absolutely. I've always said that if dealers were retaining their customers, there'd be no need for them to advertise. And so really that's the mindset that I try to have with these dealerships is there's a zillion and one places one could go to purchase a car or service their vehicle. If they're giving us the opportunity, then, I mean, what a privilege. And we need to show them that we're here and we're serious about taking care of them, building a relationship with them. And once they leave with the vehicle, that's just the beginning. Then we get the opportunity to take care of that customer after the sale. And that's what builds the relationship and makes them come back.
And that's what service is all about. Here at Gordon Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Bridget Reinberger has been our guest, president of the organization. Bridget, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, AgPac.
Excellent. And we'll be back with more in Ohio Country Today right after this.
Holman Inc., a family-owned business since 1958. Producers throughout Ohio and Indiana rely on Holman Inc. for livestock feed and manure equipment, grain storage and handling systems, as well as animal confinement buildings, specialty projects, solar energy systems, and more. With an impressive stock of parts and trained service technicians ready to assist you 24/7. With two locations to serve you, Maria Stein, Ohio, and Milroy, Indiana. Check us out on the web at homeandinc.com. Kuhn Krauss offers a broad range of cultivation equipment that's designed to perform where proper seed beds are essential. And Apple Farm Service can hook you up with one that's right for your field. From primary, secondary, to high-speed tillage tools, Kuhn Krauss machines are designed to make your soil soft, your seed beds level, and break up soil compaction. Stop by your local Apple Farm Service today to learn which Kuhn Krauss machine is best for you. Or go to applefarmservice.com/Krauss. Your outdoor fun starts here at Dad's Toy Shop. See us today for all of your favorite remote control land, air, and watercraft, and so much more. Dad's Toy Shop in downtown Wapakoneta is your one-stop shop for all of your hobby needs.
Welcome back to In Ohio Country Today. Big Dan Wilson alongside of Eric Tipton, a farmer from Fayette County. More importantly, a board member with the Ohio Corn and Wheat Growers Association. Eric, thanks for joining us.
Yep, thank you for having me.
We're at beautiful Washington Courthouse at Gordon Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're here for the Ag Rally and celebrating National Ag Day here in Washington Courthouse. Talking about agriculture, let's talk a little bit about how you started in agriculture, Eric.
Yeah, so I grew up around a farm most of my life. My grandfather was a small dairy farmer, worked on a farm with cousins and other family, but up until recently, had the opportunity to take over a non-family operation. So since about 2019, my wife and I have been pursuing Ricketts Farm Incorporated, and as of December 2022, we purchased the operation. So actively farming here in Fayette County. So really, really enjoying every day's an adventure. So,
Well, obviously, you're growing corn. What other commodities do you produce there?
So we grow corn, soybeans, wheat. We also grow some forages for some neighboring dairies, livestock operations.
Yeah, the ground in the farming community down here in Fayette County is amazing. You know, it's one of the leaders, at least in the top 10, when it comes to ag receipts. So let's talk a little bit about the ag community in this part of the state.
So, again, we moved here in 2019. Very happy to be a part of such a strong farming community, community that really supports agriculture. The ground here is excellent, so we're it's pretty much paradise for us. But there's a lot of market opportunities here, a lot of opportunities for growth, a lot of opportunities for jobs in agriculture. So very, very happy to be where we are and farming where we are.
Yeah, we're happy to have more younger people into farming. Obviously, you know that the median age in farming is well over 50, maybe close to 60 here in the Buckeye State. You yourself in your 30s, it's got to be pretty exciting when you could see more and more people getting involved in agriculture. And what would you say to some of the younger families that are considering expanding their farming operation or getting involved in some form of agriculture?
So one of the stories I always like to tell people is when I got out of high school, I wasn't sure that agriculture was going to be the path that I wanted to take. Yeah. And, you know, once my eyes got kind of opened up, I went to Ohio State University. So I got to see all the different areas of ag. So I think my first piece of advice to somebody who is interested in agriculture, who, you know, may want to see what it has to offer, you know, look into all the different corners that agriculture covers. Agriculture touches a lot of different places in the workforce. So a lot of good opportunities. I think the other piece of advice that I would give to families that have younger people interested, you know, start talking about transition. Start talking about, you know, what the plan of attack is for making sure that the farm stays a farm. So that we keep, you know, we're very passionate. My family's very passionate about making sure that agriculture is protected, which is one of the reasons that I'm part of the Ohio Corn and Wheat Association board. So
that's a good transition right there. Let's talk a little bit about your relationship with the Ohio Corn and Wheat Growers Association. One of our fine commodities here in the Buckeye State. Can't say enough about them and the Ohio Soybean Council, our Ohio Cattlemen's Association, the Ohio Pork Producers. You know, good commodity groups here in the Buckeye State, which are the backbone for our farmers.
Absolutely. It's a treat to be around such high caliber people, people that, you know, are truly fighting for agriculture and making sure that we're establishing sound policy. In fact, some of my good friends and some of my fellow board members are in D.C. right now on a mission trip. So it's very exciting. It's a very exciting time. I love this time of year because we get to go explore D.C. But a lot of good people, a lot of good commodity groups, a lot of really positive things being done on the policy front. So it's an exciting time in agriculture.
Eric's being a little humble here because normally he would be in D.C., but help me or join me in congratulating him on being a parent once again. You've got two kids and now twins, so he's got four on top of each other. So you getting much sleep at all these days or what?
No, sir. No. But, I would be in D.C. I decided to stay back and help my wife with the newborn. So, I have full trust, and I know, you know, I was on a Zoom call with the board earlier this morning, listening to some of the things that they're gonna, you know, try to attack on the Hill and everything. So, they're gonna do some good. So they're in good hands.
Well, you know, equipment is important for any farmer, especially a young farmer. And we're here at Gordon Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, of course, for Ag Rally, celebrating National Ag Day. And let's talk about your relationship with Gordon here. Some good stories here that everybody needs to hear.
Yeah. So I started working with these folks a couple of years ago, and the day I wanted to plant corn, I had one of my trucks go down, and pulled into the dealership, just kind of limping it in, and I told Gordon what my situation was, and he said, let me see what I can do for you. And he went back and grabbed the keys to a used truck he had on the lot, and in about 20 minutes he said, it's set up similar to your old one. Use it how you need to, and we'll sort out the details, see if we can't find your replacement truck. And 2 weeks, he followed through. I had a replacement, and very painless, good people. And, you know, another part of what sealed the deal and what made me happy to work with these people was the giant Ag Pack banner sitting out front.
Nice.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, walking into a business and seeing you know, seeing that there's a local business and not just any business, but a dealership that I work through supporting the industry that I'm in. So that was kind of the pivotal moment for me, and very happy to work with these folks.
Yeah, the Ag Pack opportunities through your certified agricultural dealership gives farmers a lot of extras, if you will, for their farming operation. So it's nice to see that you benefit from that, Eric. Let's kind of finish up here by talking a little bit about some of the things that are important to you. Obviously, looks like Congress is kicking the farm bill down the road. What are some of the things that you're hearing when you're talking to some of the people and key players that are involved with the Ohio Corn and Wheat Growers?
I think the key point there is they're kind of kicking the can down the road a little bit.
Yeah.
And bottom line, we need a farm bill. If there is anyone that is an example of how important crop insurance is or a farm safety net is, I'm a pretty good example of that. You know, a young person, a young farmer, my family has taken on a lot of risk. So having those things, you know, I always tell people we do not farm for crop insurance. We don't farm to collect crop insurance. But those programs are, you know, really nice to have to allow us to sleep peacefully at night, knowing that, you know, there's a backup plan when things really go south. So, you know, that type of thing is extremely important right now, and that's what some of my fellow board members are out there fighting for now. You know, and that's another key point to how, you know, that just goes to show how important membership is, because membership allows my fellow board members to go fight for things like making sure farm bill gets through. So,
Yeah. And we're stronger by numbers too. So if you can, make sure you reach out and support, or maybe even join if you haven't joined any of those commodities, because they're there representing you and Ohio farmers. And those safety nets are important. So hopefully we can continue to press the issue and maybe get a farm bill this year. Eric Tipton from Fayette County, farmer from Fayette County, board member of the Ohio Corn and Wheat Growers Association, and just a happy dad right now. Eric has been our guest. Eric, thanks for joining us.
Yep. Thank you, Dan.
And for more information, you can always check us out on the web at InOhioCountry.com. We'll be back with more right after this. Meyer Manufacturing offers a wide variety of spreaders to make the best use of your manure. And Apple Farm Service can hook you up with the perfect spreader for you. With their unique rear discharge system, Meyer spreaders fill your fields and maximize your product while keeping you and your tractor clean. Stop by your local Apple Farm Service today to learn which Meyer spreader is best for you. AppleFarmService.com/Meyer or click here to learn more.
Hi, I'm Alan Davis. And here at Alan Davis Insurance, we strive to be your solutions provider. As a business owner and an active farmer, I know the challenges firsthand that you face to run your business and your farm. Give us a call, 419-738-7447, for your auto, home, life, farm, commercial, crop, and financial services. Or check us out on the web at alandavisinsurance.com.
Welcome back to In Ohio Country Today. We're visiting with Lee Beers, Ohio State University Extension, Trumbull County. Lee, you know, when people think about maybe expanding their operation, their thoughts might go to how easy is it to start a hay operation and include that, and you want to make money, and what are some of the various choices a farmer has to come up with?
Well, the choices will be, do you have the equipment? Do you have the land, and do you have the time? So those are the very basic requirements. But it really comes down to, do you want to do it? Because it can be a profitable small farm operation or even a large operation, but there is some planning that goes into it.
Let's start with the grass itself. A lot of choices to make there in the soil.
Yeah, so are you going to be looking for grass or alfalfa? You need to do some research on the market that's available for you. If you're going to sell the hay, are you going to be selling it for horses, goats, cows? Do you need orchard grass, timothy, alfalfa, clover? The list goes on. And then do you have the good nutrients in the soil? So soil testing. There's a lot of research that needs to go on before you decide to start making hay.
And of course, in there, from year to year, I guess the choices might change, might alter just a little bit.
Yeah, so it may be a alter based on your experience, or Mother Nature may force it upon you, right? So some years we have a difficult time making first or second cutting hay. But yeah, so there's a lot of things that can alter. So 1 year alfalfa is going to be fantastic, but those stands are going to fade over 5 years, so you have to figure that into your production cost.
Of course, we'll jump through several steps here, but in the end, once the hay crop is grown, there are some choices to make there. What kind of equipment do you need?
Yeah, so that's going to be based on what do you already have available. So smaller equipment, you may be looking at a haybine with a sickle mower just because of the lower PTO horsepower requirement. And if you have a smaller tractor, maybe a ground-driven rake is going to be a good option, as well as a small square baler. If you have some larger equipment, maybe looking at a disc bine, a disc mower with a rotary rake. If you know, it really is going to be scaled based on your operation and what equipment you have available, because round balers and small square balers, the horsepower requirements can vary.
And of course, then that goes to the next question: how much help do you have? What's the workforce like around you?
Yeah, so if you don't have much help, I wouldn't be looking at small square bales. But if you have equipment with a loader, round balers are going to definitely be less labor intensive. Small square balers are going to typically give you a higher selling price, but you have to pay for labor, and it is a lot more handling of that hay.
And then timing comes into play as well.
Oh, absolutely. So if you don't have a weather window, you're not going to make any hay, whether you're trying to make small squares or round bales. You need a solid 3 to 4 day window. Most of the time throughout Ohio to make good dry hay.
So it seems to me that someone thinking about a hay operation needs to maybe not get a round table together of people that have already done that, but it might help.
Yes, talk with your peers, talk with your extension office, talk with other people who are familiar with your operation or familiar with your area. They can give you some insights on what worked well for them, what did not work well, but just do a lot of research.
Lee Beers has been our guest from Trumbull County Extension. Thanks for being with us, Lee.
Thank you.
And stay with us, back with more right after this.
Farmers Alliance, your area Bex dealer, is a family-owned company dedicated to doing what's right by farmers, with a focus on providing localized service and as many choices as possible when it comes to crop inputs. And we offer those inputs at wholesale cost to our customers. In addition to products and inputs, Farmers Alliance is your go-to provider for custom applications. For more information or to place an order today, contact Farmers Alliance, your area Bex dealer, at MyFarmersAlliance.com. Take control of your grain storage needs with GSI and Homan Inc. From site planning to installation and service, Homans and GSI are proven partners to help you earn more. Storing grain on your farm gives you more control of your operation, and GSI and Homans can help. Take control of your grain storage today with on-farm grain storage solutions from Homans and GSI. Go to HomanInc.com. That's HomanInc.com. Your outdoor fun starts here at Dad's Toy Shop. See us today for all of your favorite remote control land, air, and watercraft, and so much more. Dad's Toy Shop in downtown Wapakoneta is your one-stop shop for all of your hobby needs. That's going to do it for this week's edition of In Ohio Country Today. I'm Big Dan Wilson, and our radio program, our TV show, and our podcast are all designed to offer news and information about the agricultural industry here in the Buckeye State. We celebrate farming and farming families. And for more information, check us out on the web at inohiocountry.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and any of your favorite podcast stations. And once again, don't miss our award-winning TV show, seen weekly on a station near you. Once again, check us out on the web at inohiocountry.com. That's inohiocountry.com. Have a good day, everybody.